Seeking the Lord's help and your prayerful attention, I direct you to Psalm 115 and the 12th verse. Psalm 115 and verse 12. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. Psalm 115 and verse 12. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. Whenever we come to the close of a year, it is a time of a reflection on what has taken place over the year. But too, it is a time of looking forward. None of us know, of course, what, if we are spared to the morrow, what the year will bring forth of 2018. But what can we say concerning 2017? If each of us were asked what we would say concerning the year, how would we answer it? And when I say that, I mean not just before men, but before the God of heaven. We read in God's word, don't we? For God requireth that which is past, that man might find nothing after him. Well, in thinking of the close of the year, this word seemed to so rest in my heart. The Lord hath been mindful of us. Could you say that? And can I? From an honest heart before the Lord, because this is what the dear psalmist said. And the Holy Spirit has wonderfully recorded it. And it's a wonderful, really, subject, really, the mindfulness of the Lord, isn't it? To his dear people. But before we look at that, let us remember the looking forward. Because our text not only reflects on the seasons past, it looks forward. And what does the Holy Spirit record? He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel, and he will bless the house of Aaron. So there was that wonderful heart of gratitude regarding what was past, but there was the eye of faith looking forward to what was before. He will bless us. And that's what faith does, doesn't it? It looks back, but it looks forward. And it's a wonderful thing, and the Lord alone will grant it to his dear people, that faith to look back. Whenever I think of that, you know, the words of the dear hymn writer so often drop in. And we read in that 226th hymn, faith is the brightest evidence of things beyond our sight. Break through the clouds of flesh and sense and dwells in heavenly light. But this is the verse. It sets time past in present view. Brings distant prospects home of things a thousand years ago or a thousand years to come. And the Lord does bless his dear children with that faith, God-given faith, that looks to the wondrous works of their God, and faith to look forward. There's that wonderful prospect. You know, really, I hadn't thought of this, but it comes, and I will name it. You think of the close of the life of dear old Jacob of old. When he came to his dying bed, it was a time of looking back through his life. But it was a time of looking forward too. In looking back, when he had called Joseph and Ephraim and Manasseh to his bedside, what did he say? The God which fed me all my life long. He could look right back over all his life, how God had fed him in two ways all his life. He'd fed him in body with food over all those years, and he'd fed him too in his soul with heavenly food, heavenly providence. And he looks back, the God which fed me all my life long unto this day. And then he looks at it spiritually. You see, when the Lord speaks here of being mindful to his dear people, he's mindful of their natural need, but he's mindful too of their spiritual need. And what does your dear old Jacob say? The angel, that blessed angel, was none other than the Lord Jesus, which redeemed me from all evil. And he could look back and see how the Lord had redeemed him from all his sin, from all his corruption, from all the evil that had been in him and in his life. But he didn't leave it there, did he? There was the prospect in two ways. First of all, the prospect in his own soul. To be with Christ without a veil between. The blessings of heaven. It was set before him. But the second thing was this. The blessings that were to be bestowed upon Joseph and upon his two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh. And what does he say? The angel which redeemed me from all evil, bless the lads. There was that wonderful prospect. Faith given to dear old Jacob to believe that the God that had fed him all his life long would bless them. And he looked forward to that blessed prospect for them. There was the looking back, but there was the looking forward. But let us briefly look a little at this precious word. The Lord hath been mindful of us. You notice it's in the plural of us. And may we as families be able to look back and see the mindfulness of the Lord toward us personally and to in our families, us. And then may we look back as a church and people. Can we not truly say as we look back through the year, the Lord hath been mindful of us. Now, let us look at this mindfulness of the Lord in a few ways, as the Holy Spirit may lead me and help me. It was very sweet to me in this sense that he's mindful of exactly how you feel. You know, so often we come into places where we feel ever so low, don't we? And there are many things too, as we look back through the year, to bring us low. And we feel how low we are. There's our sin that brings us low. And the Lord knows how we feel that sin within. You see, if we've got a real religion that's God-given, we have a feeling religion. And this is what so concerns me, that we might have that real feeling religion. The publican did. He felt his sin. He felt his guilt. The Pharisee knew nothing about what it was to feel it, did he? But then there's the other side. Not only does the child of God feel their sin and the many things that bring them low, they feel the need of the Lord's appearing, don't they? They can't go on without it. But he's mindful of this, you see, in every one of his dear children. I want to begin with these low places you come into. But what a mercy in those low places, whatever may be the cause, what he's brought you into those low places. If we can truly say in them, the Lord hath been mindful of us in them. He knows exactly how low you feel to be in it, whether it's in body, or whether it's in your mind, or in your soul. He's mindful. To use a simple illustration, I was thinking of it, you know, yesterday when this text dropped in, and I was thinking of a dear mother with her little babe. You know, when it is first born, she's so mindful of it, so young and so tender. It's in her thoughts all the time, isn't it? And think about that concerning you and me. If we're his dear children, that's just what the Lord is to us. He's mindful of us all the time. The dear mother may be doing various things in the house, but she's still mindful of that babe. And immediately as I thought of that, that's why we read the chapter this morning. In a moment it dropped in so sweetly. Can a woman forget her sucking child? This is what we read. It's what the Lord has said in his word. That she should not have compassion on the son of her womb. Yea, they may forget. But what did the Lord say? And may the Lord speak it to some poor needy soul this morning. Yet will I not forget thee? He doesn't forget his dear people. We often forget him, don't we? How many times, you know, we look back through the past year and we mourn, don't we, because we've forgotten the Lord so much. We're taken up with time things, we're taken up in the busy scenes of life, and we forget the Lord. But he doesn't forget his dear people, you know. He's mindful of them. And he's mindful of that low place you may have been in as you look back through the year. It may be by the death of a loved one. It may be you're brought ever so low because of affliction. It may be that you've had some trouble come upon you. It may be in providence. It may be in your soul. And it's brought you ever so low. But the Lord is mindful of it. What do we sing in the hymn? Our life's minutest circumstance is subject to his eye. There's not a single shaft can hit till the God of love sees fit. Nothing comes by chance. And he often brings his dear children low to prove his mindfulness to them. How he remembers them in their lowest state. What do we read in Psalm 136? Who remembered us in our lowest state, for his mercy endureth forever. The Lord hath been mindful of us. And when you can feel he is mindful of exactly what you're in, and what you feel, you see, so often somebody may ask you how you are and you may say, well, I'm fairly well or something to that effect. You can draw many conclusions from that. But you see, deep in your heart, you know exactly how you feel, but you don't want to tell them because it's between you and the Lord. He's mindful of it. Oh, he is. And there may be things you're in today. You may say, well, has the Lord forsaken me like the church did in what we read together? Zion said, the Lord hath forsaken me. And my God hath forgotten me. But he hadn't, you know. He knew exactly what she was in and what she felt. And the sorrow she was in. What do we sing in the hymn? Our sorrows in the scale he weighs and measures out our pain. Nothing comes by chance. It's all measured out, you see, by the Lord. I remember some of the old preachers in my early days, they used to say, the Lord will never lay upon his dear children more than they can bear. Sometimes you feel you can't bear it. But oh, poor soul, he's mindful of you in it all. Oh, he is. The Lord hath been mindful of us. And can we not look back and see how mindful he is of his dear people? Well, before I go further, there's two things that seem to keep resting upon my spirit regarding the mindfulness of the Lord. The first is this. What is recorded in the Word of God, and it shows how mindful the Lord is to his dear people. The first is this. The very hairs of your head are all numbered. The Lord knows them. And there's not one hair will fall from our head without the Lord giving it leave. Like a leaf from a tree. Or a sparrow from the housetop. They're all in the Lord's hand. And you think how mindful he is. The very hairs of your head are all numbered. And you know, that really softened me to think of it yesterday when this text dropped in. How mindful he is. And then the second thing was what we further read in that sacred 49th chapter. Where the Lord speaks to I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. And you see, poor soul, such is his mindfulness of you. They're graven on the palms of his hands. The names of his dear children, all are in. So they're continually there. He is to be mindful of you. The Lord hath been mindful of us. But then he's mindful too, when you're in those low places, to bring you up out of them. Oh, he is. But before I look at that, let us just remind ourselves of this. There's a purpose why he brings us low. It may be he's bringing you low and has brought you low through the year to make you lean hard upon him. We read in the Song of Solomon, don't we, of the spouse, the bride of Christ, leaning upon her beloved. Can you look back and see how mindful the Lord has been to you in the year when you come into these low places and you've had to fall into his hands? And you've had to cast all your care into his hands. And you had to leave all your concerns and burdens and troubles in his hands. And he's brought you low, so you have to do it. Cast it all upon him. Because he's mindful of you. And then another reason why he brings you into that low place is that you may be in you more fervent prayer. You know, some of the best prayers in God's holy word, you know, are left on record for the encouragement of God's dear children. And where did they come from? When his dear people are in such a low place and in the depths of trouble. And they cried unto the Lord. Oh, some of the best prayers, and how he's been mindful of those prayers, you see. Think of what is recorded in God's word. He regardeth the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. And you know, when you come to a place where you feel destitute, it's a searching place, but oh, those cries go forth. And the Lord is mindful of them. Oh, he is. There may be something you're praying for today. And you may say, if only the Lord would appear in it. He's mindful of that prayer, you know. You look at those in the holy word of God, how they had to pray for the Lord's appearing. And how mindful he was of their cries. The children of Israel through the wilderness. And he was mindful of their cries. He regardeth the prayer of the destitute and will not despise their prayer. He's mindful of it all, you see. Another reason it may be he brings you into this low place is to humble you. To bring down our proud heart. So we are humbled in the dust. You know, really is a good prayer that we may be made like unto him. And you know, if we are like unto the dear Lord Jesus, we shall have to be humble. You look at the humility that shone in the dear Redeemer. Oh, it did. All the way through from Bethlehem to Calvary. Oh, the humility there was. You know, it's something I crave more and more, to know more of that blessed humility. It's a good prayer what Peter records in his epistle, isn't it? when he said this, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God. Why? That he may exalt you in due time. You know, many crave to be exalted by men, but what the child of God wants is to be exalted by the Saviour. And for Christ to be exalted in us. The Lord hath been mindful of us. But then, he's mindful to give you the answers to your prayers. Think how the Lord wonderfully answered the prayer of Hezekiah, didn't he? He had to cry this, O Lord, I am oppressed, undertake for me. How many times in the past year have you prayed it and I prayed it? Well, the Lord's the witness. O Lord, I am oppressed. That meant he was in that oppression. The pressure was on, undertake for me, and only the Lord could, couldn't he? And you look how the Lord was mindful of him in it all. And what did the Lord do? He was so mindful of him that he gave him the answer. And he sent the prophet back with this word. Go and say unto Hezekiah, I am the God of David thy father. I have heard thy prayer. Can you look back through the year and the times where the Lord has heard your prayer and you felt how mindful he's been of you in hearing and answering your prayer? I've heard thy prayer. I've seen thy tears. See how mindful the Lord is. He knows the tears that you shed. Oh, he does. And when I say tears, I don't mean just as man would look at it, crocodile tears. I mean tears, not only from the eyes, that would be so, but tears from our hearts. Grief of heart because of sin. Grief of heart because of our wanderings from the Lord. And all the tears, I've heard thy prayer, I've seen thy tears, Hezekiah. They're all known to the Lord, you know. Think of those beautiful words in Psalm 126. Where the Lord speaks, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. And he that goeth forth and weepeth bearing precious seed shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. For the Lord hath been mindful of us. But then, he's mindful of the attacks you have from Satan. Because if you and I have got a real religion, the devil will not give us any rest. One of the proofs of us having a real religion is by the onslaughts of Satan. Because he'll never attack his own, but he attacked the child of God. And he takes full advantage of every situation, the devil does. And he'll try and overturn you and destroy you. And he'll come with all the suggestions he can. But the Lord's mindful of how Satan attacks you. Oh, he is. You may be in something you feel so tried in it, the devil seems to attack you on every side, and he brings you ever so low, doesn't he? But poor soul, the Lord's mindful of you. Oh, he is. He can well sympathise with his dear people. because he knows what it is to be tried and tempted to. You know, when the devil seems to attack me, I so often think of the Lord Jesus. 40 days and 40 nights, the devil attacked him. Sore, bitter temptations. Even quoting the word of God. And poor soul, if you've got a real religion and I have, the devil will try and destroy it. And what's he trying to do? Not just destroy you and destroy me, but try and destroy God's work in you. That's what he's attacking. But the Lord's mindful of it. Oh, he is. And he knows just how to cast the devil out, he does. I think of that word, I think it's in Paul's letter to the Romans. The Lord will tread Satan or bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The margin tells us tread Satan under your feet. He shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. And some of us have known what it is. The Lord has been so mindful. And you may say, oh, but a poor sinner treads Satan under their feet, yes, because the Lord is with them. He's mindful, you see, of all the attacks of Satan, and he can put him down in a moment. Oh, he can. You think of when Satan tried to ruin Peter. And what did the Lord Jesus say to Peter? Thou savourest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of man. And he didn't rebuke Peter, he rebuked Satan in Peter. Get thee behind me, Satan. And oh, do we not look back and see how the Lord has put Satan down under our feet? The Lord hath been mindful. And then how he supplied our need. You know, as the children of Israel look back through the wilderness journey, they could see how the Lord had wonderfully provided for them. You think of the manna he sent from heaven to feed them. You see, he was mindful they needed through that wilderness journey food continually, just as we do naturally. You see some in Africa and other places, don't you? Little children absolutely dying of starvation in many other places. Solemn situation. Our hearts ache for them. But oh, the children of Israel, they wonderfully prove the Lord. Every day there was that manna descended, and then on the day prior to the Sabbath, the stubble portion sent so they could feed over the Sabbath. Oh, they could. I love that word in the 145th Psalm, I think it is, where it says, thou openest thy hand and satisfiest the desire of every living thing. The Lord opens his hand to his dear people. Thou openest thine hand. And can you look back through the year and see how he's opened his hand to you? He's been so mindful, just as he did to Elijah when he sent the ravens to feed him. The Lord opened his hand to him, you see. He was so mindful of the dear man there. And he was mindful of him under the juniper tree, wasn't he? When he sent the angel down with those cakes baking upon the coals. The Lord is mindful. And he was of dear Elijah. But then think about it in our souls. How many times when we needed heavenly food, You know, to look back at this mindfulness of the Lord, how he feeds his dear children spiritually. The natural man can't understand that. You know, if you decide to some in the world, well, we hope we've known naturally what it is for the Lord to feed us, and we hope we've known a little of what it is when he's fed us in our souls. And they wouldn't understand that second part. Why? Because there's no hunger in them for the truth, is there? For the word. You see, when a babe is born, when it is born, it's blessed. One of the faculties it's blessed with is hunger. And you know, to see that little babe immediately want to suck its fingers or suck its fist, it speaks of hunger, doesn't it? It immediately wants food. And when the sinner is born again, the Lord will give them a real hunger for his word and a hunger for the truth. What did Jeremiah say about it? And can we look back when we've been hungry, going up to the house of God, or maybe in our homes, and we've begged of the Lord he give us a word that's to feed upon? What did Jeremiah say? Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And they were unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. And can you look back through this past year, at the times where the Lord has given you a word and you fed on it? It's been food to you. You've drawn from it. Maybe after the Sabbath, or maybe after you've been in the house of God, or it may be he's spoken to you personally, and you fed upon the word. He's been so mindful of you. He's given you that food to eat. Thy word was found and I did eat it. And it was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart, the dear prophet said. And what did Moses say to the children of Israel? Concerning that manna from heaven, and that beautiful word, you know, may the Holy Spirit grant it to us, man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of the Lord doth man live. And when the Lord speaks a word into your poor heart, poor soul, you'll know what it is to feed on it. Oh, you will. Can you not look back and how mindful he is, how he's given you crumbs from the master's table? Or maybe he's brought you in where the sparrows were in the Song of Solomon, into the banqueting house, and his banner over me was love. And you know, we're not often in a banqueting house, are we? But then, even naturally, but what a mercy if we've known a little what it is to banquet with our King, the dear Lord Jesus. And his word has been food and nourishment to our souls. You can go in the strength of it, can't you, like Elijah did. He went in the strength of the meat for 40 days and 40 nights. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He's given us those sweet tokens of his love. Just briefly before I leave it, but you know, what we have here, the Lord hath been mindful of us. Really, when you look at the mindfulness of the Lord, where do you begin? Well, for us to begin aright, and I haven't time to go into it, but you go back into eternity past, before the world was formed. God chose a people in his beloved Son. A people that Christ should come into this world to suffer, bleed and die for. He was so mindful of them before even the earth was formed. They were chosen in Christ, as the hymn writer said, chosen in Christ ere time began. I'll choose him in return. But what I was going to say concerning that too, what do we see here? The Lord hath been mindful of us. He's mindful of his covenant he made with his dear people. And what was that covenant? The covenant of everlasting love. And that, if you've ever had a taste of the love of Christ, poor soul, you'll know how mindful the Lord is to you. He's mindful of that love he has to his people continually. Having loved his own that were in the world, he loved them to the end. And think of that beautiful word in Jeremiah's prophecy when he said, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. And what is there in that? The mindfulness of the Lord to his covenant, to his dear people. He's mindful of them. And that he's so mindful of that covenant of love he has toward them. And oh, may we know more and more of it. But I must leave it because of the time. May the Holy Spirit then enable us to look back. And to be able to say from a tender, soft heart before the Lord hath been mindful of us. And may we have that eye of faith to look forward. He will bless us. Amen.